This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Monday, August 27th. Well, the upcoming USDA report plays a big role in Friday grain trading. From the floor of the CAB in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, cattle was down hard. The bearish USDA report is expected, and it was nothing doing. Everyone started liquidating their longs. They were really putting the market, you know, just really kind of like falling off the edge. Those feed yard operators have placed more cattle than last year, and it's really added to the weight. The carcass weights are up 1 to 2 pounds. All that is kind of adding to the pressure on futures. Feeders were also fell again. The supply increase could be up almost 6% with that on-feed report. That's got everyone a little bit nervous. The optimism is kind of fading a little bit, and the physical cattle price was actually falling all week.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday down 7 1/4 at 513.5. September corn was up 1 3/4 at 348.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 10, ranging from 6 even to 615. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 8, ranging from 619.25 to 629.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 9, ranging from 657.75 to 672.75. Live cattle for August were down $1.70 at 106.52.5. August feeder cattle were up 17.5 cents to 148.20. And August Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1503.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.